This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
With my guest here in the studio, Bria Burton, a wonderful, wonderful sci-fi writer and also a member of the Florida Writers Association board. Hi, Bria.
Hi, Patsy.
Oh, it's so nice to have you back, and thank you for bringing in. You brought in A Return to Earth.
Yes, it's great to be back.
Oh, this is a wonderful book, a collection of short stories with some really great authors, including Ken Pelham, who's been here in the studio, and Charles Cornell, who has been here, and many others, and I'm looking forward to reading it.
Yep, we've collaborated again after the Prometheus saga, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
And this one is based, tell us just, before we start talking about anything else, just tell us a little bit about
this
book.
Very briefly, the premise of this anthology is that if there were first-time extraterrestrial visitors to Earth, what if they were human? So each of our stories had to incorporate that theme. So the Prometheus saga, the anthology before it, was a little more focused. We all had a single character that had to be in each story. This one's a little more broad, so very expanded range of stories that came out of this one. So a lot of fun to write and a lot of fun to read the other stories.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading this. Now, of course, today we were going to talk about a couple of things. As you have been so very active in the Florida Writers Association, you have really learned a lot, I think, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And, of course, what are some of the subjects that you want to talk about today? E-newsletters, that's a big thing on a writer's thing. Just generally building that platform. How should a writer go about, you know, getting known?
Sure, yes. So one of the things I wanted to mention, the email newsletter, is something sometimes authors overlook that and they think, oh, I just need to be on Facebook or Twitter and some of those big social media platforms. And they may overlook a more personal touch, which is the email newsletter, which very directly gets in contact with your fans. And these are going to be fans who have opted into your letter. So they want to know what's going on with your books. So the, in my opinion, the email newsletter is one of the more important tools for an author to have. And sometimes a new author might think, well, but I don't have my fan base yet. How do I get started? Well, I think you just start small and you start to grow your list slowly but surely. And some of the things that you can do just by getting started is get a method of distribution, such as one of the providers like MailChimp, Constant Contact. There's another one called AWeber. YMLP stands for Your Mailing List Provider. These are providers that essentially help you create a professional-looking website. They can automate a lot of these things for you, and you can schedule posts. You can import all your contacts so that you're not manually entering them. And one of the reasons that I think it's also just such a great help is that when you are incorporating your website, your social media, you can create one of those subscription boxes from these different providers that shows up right on your website. So the first thing, you know, if someone's looking you up and going, oh, who's this author? The first thing they might see on your website is subscribe to the e-newsletter, and they can plug in right there their name and email address and opt in. So that's one way to just start expanding that fan base and start to get your email newsletter getting built. One of the things I've done is going to book signings. I'll have my list. Please sign up for my email newsletter. You'll get something for free for it. So you can have any author event that you're going to, whether it be an appearance, and you get that list built to start providing, you know, your fans with content of what's going on with you and your writing.
Well, I noticed that your e-newsletter is very attractive. It's very well laid out. It's very readable. Uh-huh. You know, it's not too long. You want to keep it at a reasonable length. And I noticed that you have offered, within the newsletter, you're able to offer prizes.
Absolutely.
How does that work?
one of the things that you can do when I first have, say, someone signing up for my newsletter, if I meet them in person at a signing, I'll say you will get a free ebook from signing up. And then for those who sign up, say, from a social media site like my website or on Facebook, I have this connected to my author page. If they sign up from there, they'll be directed to a page that tells them, once you sign up, you'll be hearing from the author. She'll provide you with a free ebook. So then I get the email. Now I use MailChimp, so MailChimp essentially provides all these professional looking things that people know they're clicking and selecting the right thing. So once they finish the subscription process, I get notified from MailChimp that I have a new subscriber. So then I can directly email them and say, thank you so much. I really appreciate you as a subscriber, and I'm going to send you a free ebook and confirm that this is the email that they want it to come to. So that's one way that you can not only thank them, but also get your work in their hands right away in case they haven't maybe read anything of yours yet.
Okay. Because I do like your newsletter. I had not signed up for very many of them because I didn't find them interesting, but you've managed to create a very interesting newsletter. It has some nice information and little
Thank
prizes.
You. Yeah.
Very
and
nice.
Recently I did a contest. So this was you could win a $50 Amazon gift card. And I used a platform called Rafflecopter. And that is a free program. There's a free version and you can do a paid version. I just used the free version. And so having that contest going on, I ended up getting a lot more subscribers because people were wanting to win this, you know, $50 Amazon gift card.
Well, how did you do that? I mean, where do you put this Rafflecopter?
So you go to Rafflecopter, I believe it's rafflecopter.com, and you essentially create your promotion right there. You name it and you put the parameters of what the entrants have to do. So it's pretty much set up as a social media connection. That's the way theirs is set up. So one of the first things will be visit Bria Burton's author page on Facebook. So once the entrant has done that, they check the box and they get an entry. And they can. The next thing will be something like go follow her on Twitter and put your Twitter name here so that they know you've been following her. And they check that box, they get another entry. So there's multiple entry options that way. And the author's getting exposed to all these hopefully future fans that are visiting their Facebook, their Twitter. And then you can expand that into more entry options, essentially as many or few as you prefer. So I added one that was subscribe to my e-newsletter. That was you get three entries if you do that. So you kind of give more incentive for each thing that maybe is more important to you as the author. And so I think I ended up with about 20 new subscribers from this contest, which was great. And, you know, people that I don't know and you know, and that's one of the things that just becomes, you have new potential fans that hopefully will start getting interested once they receive your newsletter.
So with Rafflecopter, for example, you don't have to like put that on your Facebook. You don't put it on your Facebook.
Essentially, the Rafflecopter has ways to connect all these social media. So you can click on their little attach this to Facebook and it'll connect to your author page. So there was a link people could click right from my author page to get directly to the Rafflecopter. It does open up a new window for their, you know, Rafflecopter site, but they make it easy for people to get there.
Well, and then you're the first one that has sent me anything like that.
And
I was impressed with it. I thought,
oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
This is one savvy girl. I mean, she's
I'm
got
learning.
It.
I'm still
she's
learning
it,
too.
You know,
but
I thought it was very clever. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Mm-hmm.
The reason I did the Amazon gift card, this was my first big giveaway where I was giving away, you know, for an author who's, you know, giving away $50, that sometimes can mean something to you. And so you say you want people to be interested and you also don't want to break your own bank. But Rafflecopter has some suggestions about the things that you can give away. And they suggest that the value is anywhere between $50 and $200 to really get a lot of interest. So I thought, okay, I'll start with $50. The Amazon gift card is nice and easy because you can just send it via email to the winner. You don't have to mail anything. So that turned out very nice in terms of getting a good response. I think I ended up with 150 entries. So that was very neat. A lot of exposure for me on social media and more subscribers, obviously, to the newsletter.
Well, I think it's very clever. Of course, I think it's, you know, you're a brilliant writer, and and now you've carried it on to social media. You're quite active in Facebook.
Yes, yes. So a lot of times the e-newsletter connects to other social media as well. With MailChimp, I can take the little link and it'll have you connect to your Facebook page, so you can automatically do a social share. So that's one of the great things about these mail providers as well, is they can help you get connected to all your social media. You can have a Twitter blast go out at the same time as your newsletter. So hopefully people following you on Twitter, if they don't realize you have an e-newsletter, they can go, oh, okay, I can follow this newsletter too. So that's one of the nice things about connecting all these different avenues, essentially making as much exposure as possible. And the Facebook ad actually that I put out was probably one of the more successful things I did for the gift card giveaway. I put out a Facebook ad, and you can target who you want to receive this ad. And if you've ever been on Facebook and you're scrolling through and you see something that you go, oh, that's not one of my friends, but at the top it might say sponsored, that's a Facebook ad. So this is an example of, I took my Rafflecopter giveaway called Amazon gift card giveaway from author Bria Burton was the title of it. So that showed up with a photo and targeted about 1,500 people, between 1,500 and 5,000, it said, was like the target range. So I assumed at least 1,500 people saw it, and turned out got a lot more entries because of it.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And Bria, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. What is your webpage?
My webpage is briaburton.com.
And people can go there. She has a really lovely little, I don't know, what do we call this? The horror one. I love this little reading that you did.
Oh, there's an audio clip.
Audio clip.
Right
an
on
audio
the page.
Clip. Really
yeah.
good since we're talking about audio clip. It's really, it's complete with music and everything. Uh-huh. And Bria has recorded it. So go to Bria Burton's webpage, and then you can find out a lot more about her. And you're a fantastic writer, and I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Mike is offering 50% off his 4-pack special.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-871-1543 and use the promo code PATSY, and Mike will offer you free shipping. Once again, that's 800-871-1543, promo code PATSY, P-A-T-Z-I.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Patsy with a Z, and this is Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. And we started off the program with a taped interview I did with Bria Burton, a local writer who is a fantastic sci-fi writer and also a wonderful promoter of writers in our area. So it's really fantastic that she came in last week and did a taped interview. because you never know on live radio when you're going to need it, because we have been waiting for my guest today, and I hope that we have him on the phone. Do we have him on the phone? Okay, well, my guest today is Dave Chesson, and I'm so happy to welcome him back. Dave is a veteran of the U.S. Navy, and he put his love for reading and for books and mostly for analysis numbers and algorithms and all those fun things, and has come out with a wonderful website called Kindlepreneur. This website has everything that an independent writer needs to know about marketing. So I'm so happy to welcome Dave back to the program. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Patsy. Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, it's great. We had a few minutes there of nervousness for me. I always, you know, I'm never sure if you know, all of these connections will work. But the magic of radio is that here you are. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Actually, just dropped my kids off for their first day of summer school, and not too many tears were dropped, so it was really good.
Okay. Well, I know when I did that, when they were little, and I would hang. Actually, one time, when my oldest son, I brought him to the summer school, and I was the one crying. He wasn't crying. He was happy. I was crying. I landed up going over to the window and watching him. And, you know, after a while, one of the teachers came out and said, do you think you'd like to volunteer here? He said. And so I landed up working summer school myself. But it was fun. So anyway, now you have the whole summer while they're in school to be working on Kindlepreneur and your book. So, you know, you were on a while back, and some of my listeners, of course, everyone found you interesting. And then the ones who have actually followed you and gone on to your website, they have really benefited from it. And
oh, that's great.
You know, what has been really difficult always for indie authors is to find a way to get their books out there. They love the writing process, but the marketing is so difficult. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you did Kindlepreneur, because as I mentioned, those magic words, algorithms, which are so important in the searches on Amazon, and everything really for an indie author centers around Amazon, really.
Well, sure. Well, I'll be the first to tell you that I was never a great writer. I barely passed high school English, so I instead went into a little subject called physics. So I was to get as far away from writing as possible. And then I went through my career in the military, and I started to really have that itch to sit down and try to hone my skill and become better at writing. But I always had a very analytical mind. I always found that if I were at a party, and I knew something that other people didn't, but they really wanted to know, that no matter how well I delivered that message, they would still want to hear it. And the same thing goes with our books when it comes to Amazon Market. If you know that there are people on Amazon that are searching for something and they can't find it, and you're the only one in town, well, you know, congratulations, you are going to get those sales, and you're going to get a very happy reader group. So when I started looking at Amazon, I started trying to look at it instead of a bookstore, okay, but more about it's a search engine, right? People go to Amazon, they type in whatever they're looking for, whether it's a particular title or it's a description, you know, or a type of book or niche. They type that into the search bar, and then Amazon chooses what they show the customer. And so understanding that and what people type in and how many people type that particular word into Amazon can be very powerful for writers, not just to get their books in front of the right customer, but more importantly, know what it is that people are wanting so that they can deliver an even better book. And so with all of that and kind of my analytical background or so, we decided to create Kindlepreneur.com as a website where every one of my articles is a complete how-to on one particular book marketing tactic.
Well, as I said, several of my listeners have come back to me with actually details about what they have done following your procedure and following your suggestions. And of course, among most important is really this AMS keywords, Amazon marketing, Amazon marketing
services.
Keywords. And it's funny, you know, I get so many books from publishers, and of course, one of the words that pops up in like every few dozen books I get, there's a book that starts with the word girl. So somebody discovered that girls is a word that is searched in Amazon, because of course we had Paula Hawkins with her Girl on a Train, and then we have there was a girl on a bus, and there's a girl with no fingerprints, and a girl with a dragon tattoo. Girl after girl, and now I have a new book coming out. Amanda Quick has just written a book called The Girl Who Knew Too Much. So obviously this is a keyword that somebody found.
Absolutely. And on top of that, they've not only realized that this is the way that shoppers are shopping for books on Amazon, but more importantly, they took that data and they put it in the title. And they probably utilized the right words in their description so that people, when they search on Amazon for their next book, they see the right words, and it just convinces them that this is the right book that they're looking for.
So now when you, part of this entire Kindlepreneur project of yours is really to help authors sort of hone in on what these keywords are.
Absolutely. And more importantly, you know, my goal is to take the great writers out there and help them with that one part that most of us hate, which is the marketing. Because the truth is that you could write the greatest book in the world, but if nobody finds it and reads it, it will never make it. You know, J.K. Rowling is a great example of this. She had the greatest, biggest money-making book in our lifetime, and there were 16-plus editors out there that rejected it. You know, here it is. There's the money right there. But she just didn't have that angle to be able to convince them to take a chance and put it out there. And so I say that to, you know, a lot of these great authors that struggle with this whole, hey, I've written an amazing book. How do I get it out there? Because I know that when people start reading it, it will take off. And so that is our number one mission, is to give people that component. And so the biggest thing I think right now that any author, whether you're new or you're super pro, whatever it be, I think the number one thing any author can do right now is to advertise their book on Amazon through Amazon's AMS advertisement system. And what this allows you to do is basically say, Amazon, anytime somebody types in this term into Amazon, I want you to show my book. I want you to put it up there. And if somebody clicks on my book, I will then pay you a couple of cents. It could be 3 cents. It could be 25 cents. You can decide. But what this does is it makes sure that your book actually gets in front of the right people. Now that you've done that, it's up to your book cover. It's up to your title and your description. But you at least now have an ability to turn on the faucet and bring the right customers to your sales page.
Well, from the listeners who have used this system and have used these Amazon ads, I'm very happy to report that they are happy with the results. They are getting sales after some of them had not had sales for a long time, actually. You know, just sporadic sales. And now they're getting a steady stream of sales. And, of course, it's all in you know, with authors, it's all building up this base of fans who like your books, who will read one book and then your next book and your next book. And so this is so important, and these ads really do work.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people out there who are kind of like scared about doing it because, well, first off, you're paying for advertisement. So a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to like set this up and then lose lots of money. But don't worry, you can tell Amazon, hey, I only want to spend like $5 a week. Okay, and I only want to spend like 20 cents for every click, and that's it. So you can control the situation. But the other thing that a lot of authors kind of hesitate about is it feels like it's very complicated. You know, it's kind of scary. So what we did was, instead of writing an article about it on Kindlepreneur, we actually created a full-blown free course on everything you need to know about AMS and book ads and making them profitable. And so any of the listeners out there, if you want to take that course, you just go to amscourse.com, and it'll take you right to it. And through that, you can actually, not only will I explain everything there is about AMS, but I'll even show you how to set up your first campaign and then to even do some advanced tactics and really increase your return on investment so that no matter whether your book is an old dead book that hasn't made sales in forever or it's a new one that's just launching, you can get your book in front of the right customers and let it take off.
Well, I think what you've done is really excellent because it is so complicated. As you said, most people, certainly writers, are very creative people, but they are not usually business savvy. And to have that ability to be, you know, led through the step by step, because it is a new process for most writers, especially ones who have not even, you know, had outside jobs in their lives. They've never been in marketing. They've never been in sales. They've never been in any of this. So all of these processes come as a shock how to handle yourself.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I'll put out there too is this tactic of using Amazon ads is wonderful for both nonfiction and fiction. And inside that course, I actually used AMS to set up the advertisements for both types of authors. But more importantly, I took a dead book and I revived it, and I took a really big book and took it to a next level. Personally, I've actually done the AMS advertisements for Ted Decker, as well as L. Ron Hubbard's his publishing company. And furthermore, you know, working with self-publishers out there like Pat Flynn, and even someone who wrote their first book like 2 years ago and it hasn't made but like two sales in the past year, we easily 100 times that right with setting up AMS. So I just want to let people know out there that this is a really, really wonderful opportunity for you to get your book right out there to the right people, and this course will guide you right through it, and you don't have to pay a premium price for it.
I agree. I think it's something that's very important for writers to, you know, you have to pay. If you open a cupcake bakery, you're going to have to advertise. People, you can't just, you know, put the cupcakes in the window and hope that people are going to come by. You have to let people know. And so there's always that part of any business where you have to advertise. And sometimes authors don't understand that. And they think that even authors who, for example, do have a major publisher behind them, after the initial run, most publishers, even the big publishers, give you 3 months of attention. And then after that, it's sort of, you're on your own. And especially if one of your books is not, you know, it's not a current release, but it's a great book and you want people to know about it and people to buy it, it is well worth putting it out there and advertising.
Most definitely. And you know what's really, really cool about Amazon's advertisement system over any other type of advertisement out there? The thing about Amazon is, unlike Facebook ads or Google ads or any of those others, when people go to Amazon and they're searching for a book, they're ready to buy right now. So you getting your book in front of buyers is way more important than trying to convince somebody who's scrolling on Facebook that they need to stop what they're doing and make a purchase. You're just catching them right before they hit that buy button. And that's why authors are seeing such incredible success with AMS. You don't have to convince people that they need to buy now. You just need to convince them that this is the one that they're going to buy.
Exactly. Because you're right. On Facebook, I see ads all the time for this or that. And, of course, I don't buy books anymore. I don't have to buy books. I get so many books.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, well, it is. It's funny. I can't really even give them away fast enough. I so enjoy going to readers' events where I meet readers, and I get to, you know, give as door prizes some of the books that I receive, because that's my goal, is to really reach readers so that they understand that all they do have to do is go to Amazon and type in what they're interested in. Because it is so important. Sometimes readers think, well, you know, I want to read a book, but I'm not sure. And I tell them, well, do that. Go to Amazon and whatever you're interested. Maybe you're interested in Napoleon. Well, all sorts of books will come up about Napoleon. And some might be nonfiction. Some might be fiction. Some might be cartoons. They even have coloring books about Napoleon. So you don't know, you know, and it's so much fun to actually to do this kind of search on Amazon. So I know that from my point of view, when I'm trying to talk to readers, I always tell them, go to Amazon and do a search, because you're bound to find something that will intrigue you.
Absolutely. And an author who understands how people do that, why they do it, and what words they use when they do it, will be an author who can get their books in front of that hungry market. And so things like AMS or just Kindle keywords in general, these give authors the opportunity to, it's like, I sort of like to think of it like, you know, when you go into Barnes & Noble, right, what's the first thing you see? The book's right in the front, right? When you walk in the door, there it is. Well, doing these things gets your book in front of that internet shopping crowd.
Well, now you mentioned something here about Kindle keywords and AMS. Are Kindle keywords and AMS keywords different?
They are. So Kindle keywords are the 7 words that you choose when you go to publish your Kindle book, right? This is your way of saying, hey, Amazon, you know, my book's being published. You know, this is what I think that my book should show up for. And then Amazon's algorithm will be like, okay, that's cool. You know, we'll put it here and there, and that's where it kind of shows up in rankings. AMS is where you're like, hey, Amazon, I'm willing to pay you to put this up at the top. So if people click it, then I'll pay you then. Now, the reason why, that sounds like they're the same, but there's a couple of difference in rules, okay? So with Kindle keywords, you can't choose another book's title or an author name or anything that sounds misleading. But with AMS keywords, you can be like, hey, you know, I want my book to show up right next to Harry Potter. And so you would say, Amazon, I'm willing to pay to put my book next to Harry Potter in your search algorithm. Or say, for example, it's a girl, you write, you know, we were talking about the girl, right? Girl on the train, girl with the dragon tattoo. Well, if you wrote another girl type book and you feel as though that's a good connection, you could have AMS put yours right next to girl with the dragon tattoo by making that a keyword. So again, just to recap on that, the difference is that in Kindle keywords, you can't select a title or an author name. But in AMS, you can, and it's very powerful, especially for ads. I would love to see my upcoming sci-fi military book sit next to, you know, the big ones like Starship Troopers or Old Man's War. And AMS will allow me to do that with just a couple clicks of a button.
And do they charge more when you have, like if you put Harry Potter, does that ad, do they charge you more for that ad because it's such an important keyword?
They will, because that's a very competitive keyword. There are a lot of people who immediately think of Harry Potter. But in my course, I actually show you how to find those very popular books that aren't competitive so that you pay less, but you still get the click. Another tactic that I like to do, and I kind of explain this and show it in the course as well, is that it's really powerful that if you know that there's one book that's so perfect, right? If you like this book, then you're going to love my book. I like to say that as like the thing for authors. If you can identify that book, then you should not only target it, but you should make advertisements that are specific to that book. So an example in the course was I was doing this book called Solar Versia, and it's this sci-fi fiction book about a girl who does like a virtual reality game. Well, there's another book that's super popular, okay, and it's called Ready Player One. So what we did was we strategically advertised for Ready Player One. And in the sales copy of the ad, we said, if you loved Ready Player One, you're going to love this. And we just dramatically increased the number of clicks because people who loved Ready Player One saw this book. They're like, oh, well, yeah, I loved Ready Player One. Well, this is what I'm looking for. And they would click it and buy it. So there's a lot of really, really great strategies out there to increase your ROI with AMS. And we cover that fully in the course.
Well, this is exciting. Now, talking about rankings, I want to come back in a few minutes. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back and talk about rankings, and we're going to talk about your very intriguing calculator. Okay? So hold on.
Sounds good.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I stayed up all night reading this book. We can say that on your behalf to media and tastemakers, but it would be silly for you to brag on your own book. When you need a champion in your corner promoting your work, JKS Communications is with you every step of the way. We take care of the details of promoting you and your book so that you can spend your time and energy focusing on what you do best. Radio and TV interviews, newspaper features, book tours, social media, video. You can do it all, and we're here to make it happen. In 12 years, we've helped more than 700 authors and 1,200 books find their fan base. Everyone at JKS Communications loves what we do, and it shows in our enthusiasm. We're going to make a great team with you. Check us out at jkscommunications.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Patsy with a Z, and I am back with my guest, Dave Chesson, the founder of Kindlepreneur, the go-to place for all indie authors who want to know how to market their books on Amazon. Okay, Dave, it's so nice to have you on the program. Let's just find out a little bit more about you. You mentioned your kids. You put them in summer school today?
Yes. You know, it was really hard to get my wife to let them go because it was our youngest son. It was his first day at school, and he was all excited, and he had this big old backpack and big old cheesy smile. So, but of course, I think my wife was kind of shedding some tears, so I had to take her to get some coffee so she could drink out her sorrows.
Oh, is he the one on the website that you're holding?
That's him.
Oh, he's
growing so fast.
Oh, he's a big boy now.
Yes. They grow too fast, I swear.
So tell me, did you always love to read when you were a kid?
I did. I was an avid sci-fi military fan. I would just soak up anything that had space wars. And as you could probably tell, I'm a giant Star Wars nerd.
So, you know, this is one of the important things. It's such a wonderful and fantastic thing to be able to read. You know, it's a hobby that doesn't cost any money because all you need to do is get a library card. And there you are, you have all of these books at your fingertips, and it's so important to read because it really is good for the mind. And I hope that anyone who's out there who hasn't read a book this year, and it's hard for me to, you know, I read so many books, it's hard for me to believe that somebody hasn't read a book for a year. But they were saying something like, I don't know, 42% of people haven't read a book in a year. And I think, there's a limit to how many times you can watch the same television show over and over. It doesn't do anything for your mind. And I just encourage people to just take a book. And they discovered, I don't know if you read about that study, that they discovered that people who read books, their blood pressure goes down compared to like people who are watching television. And particularly, I suppose nowadays, people who are watching news on television. Yeah. But they discovered that it was done, I think, in Edinburgh, and that if they gave people really with high blood pressure, and they just gave them a book, it didn't really matter what, but a book that, you know, just interested them, after, you know, 10 minutes of reading, their blood pressure goes down because they're in a different zone, a different part of your, you know, your mind takes over, and you have to sort of focus on many, you know, your mind is going in all sorts of directions. You're learning new names. You're reading about places, and it calms you down. So it's a wonderful reason to read.
Yes. You know, I just wanted to kind of share this with everyone. I had my own little childhood awesome moment just last week. When I was a kid, one of the first books that I read that really made me into a giant sci-fi fan was Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. Now, I love his fictions. I won't talk about anything else about him per se. Well, just the other day, I got contacted by his publishing company called Galaxy Press, and they were working on the book description for Battlefield Earth. And I just submitted my take on how that book's description should be, and they accepted it. So as a big science fiction nerd, I'm super happy to say that I was able to actually write the book description to one of my favorite books. So I'm in seventh heaven right now.
Well, you're right. His books are excellent. You know, I'm I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, so we're in L. Ron Hubbard's neighborhood here. But the books are excellent, and it's wonderful when you get to do something like that. It's like for me, you know, I started this radio program, and then after a while, I realized I'm talking to all of the people that, I mean, I've lived with their characters. I know their characters so well, and and then now I'm talking to them, to the author, and it just blows my mind. It's so exciting.
I know, and just wanted to further that point to reading books. I mean, it's just incredible where books, writing, and self-publishing can take you.
It is, and I of course, besides, you know, telling people that they should read, it is just wonderful when people will sit down and people, you know, so many people, I think they said something like 80% of Americans think that they could write a book, but, you know, so many don't. And you can do it. And of course, now with Amazon and being able to self-publish your book, even if it's just a family memoir, it's just a wonderful thing to do. We're always talking about, you know, searching our DNA for our ancestors. Well, you know, write the book today so that your, you know, great, great, great grandchildren will have a record of who you were, and then they don't have to go do the DNA thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd be jazzed if I found out that my great, great grandfather wrote a book. I'd find it and read it immediately just because. So.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. I don't think any of mine did. We didn't come for that kind of a background, but you know, you never know. You never know. Now,
yes, ma'am.
You know, one of the things and of course we talked about it before, this calculator of yours. Tell us about this because it's fascinating.
Sure. So the funny thing about Amazon is that anybody who's looking at Amazon can't really tell how many copies of books that Amazon is selling. You could look and you could say, oh, well, that's probably a popular book, but nobody really knows how many books because Amazon doesn't say it. So there's one thing that Amazon does tell you, though, and it's called the Amazon bestseller rank. And every book on Amazon has a rank number. And that rank goes from number one, which is the best-selling book in all of Amazon, to 4.7 million, which is the total number of Kindle books that are on Amazon right now. So if you're 4.7 million, it means you're the worst-selling book in all of Amazon. Well, that number doesn't really mean anything to most of us because we can't tell if it's good to be 100,000 or if it's terrible to be 100,000. So what we did at Kindlepreneur was we compiled all the data where we got people who we got their Amazon bestseller rank and we found out how many books they sold that day. And, I mean, we got thousands of data points. And we put it together and we created this wonderful calculator. So, and it's absolutely free. You can just go and use it anytime you want. And what you do is you take the Amazon bestseller rank of a particular book, you put it into the calculator, and you click the number, and it will actually tell you how many books per day that book is selling. So what this allows you to do as an author is you can go check your competitors and see how many books they're selling. And therefore, you can look at it and be like, huh, that person's making $3,000 a month or $27,000 a month. And then this gives you an idea of how popular this genre is and, you know, how, you know, much money these writers are actually making. So you can make better decisions as you start to write in that area. You can actually see who's making money and who's not. And if anybody's interested in finding it, you could just go to Google and type in Kindle calculator, and it should show up number one in the Google results. Click it and use it as much as you want.
I love it. I think it's, I'm using it all the time now. I just love this. So it's sort of, you know, you feel empowered when you can use this and figure out how much people are making. And some of them are making a lot of money. You know, you type in a gentleman in Moscow and or a girl on a train. My goodness, the books that she's selling with that, it worked. Paula Hawkins is doing very well with that book.
And it also goes the other way around, too, is there's a lot of people who will come up to us on Kindlepreneur and they'll say, hey, you know, I'm this big best-selling author, you know, and I'd like to write this article on Kindlepreneur. And we'll go through and we'll put their books in there. It's like, just let you know you haven't sold a book in, you know, a couple of months. Sure you want to talk about book marketing? But, you know, or same with on podcasts. But the thing is that what it does is it demystifies, you know, this whole area of hey, what books are actually selling and how much are they making? It now gives you a good data point so that you as an author can make the right decisions moving forward.
Well, I really like it. I really like it. Now, what other services do you offer on Kindlepreneur? What other things do you help people with besides keywords and phrases and stuff like that? What else can you do for people?
Well, we have another free tool called the Amazon Book Description Generator. And what this allows you to do is that you can start writing your book description in it, and then you can make the font look the way you want. You can make it bold. You can make the words bigger, because Amazon actually allows you to do that in your book description. What's funny is that a lot of people just don't know that, and so they don't do it. So their book descriptions look like just big blocks of text, when you can highlight certain things you want the reader to see. The sad part about most of us shoppers is we're kind of lazy, so we like to scan. So when I look at a book description on Amazon, I'm just kind of scanning. Is this the book I'm looking for? Is this, you know? But you can highlight the things you want that will catch my attention. It's like, oh, epic sci-fi, okay, this is cool. All right, let me go back and actually read it now. And so anybody, you don't need to know coding. You just highlight and you click, and it'll make your book description look the way you want it on Amazon. And when you're done, you just click Get My Code. Copy that and paste it right into your book description in KDP, and voila, you've now got a really cool, eye-catching book description. And again, that's totally free as well.
And it makes you look very professional when you do it, because the
big
publishing houses do it, and they always highlight, you know, New York Times bestseller. But you can highlight whatever is important, whether it's the theme of the book, or whether you are an award-winning author for something else. You might not for this particular book, but you won an award, put it in there, you know, and it catches people's attention.
Absolutely. And just to kind of get a little off tangent, some of the best advice I can give to people who are creating book descriptions, if you're in nonfiction, I 100% recommend having bullet points for the benefits people receive by reading your book. Okay, and then, you know, and end with a call to action. People forget that, you know, hey, let people know, get the book now. You know, why get the book now? Those sorts of things. With fiction, all right, you know, we could go on and on about how to write fiction description. But one thing that I say is make sure that your description of the book is not super detailed with all the little pieces, but make it so that, you know, it catches and it hooks. But if you have anything that legitimizes yourself as an author, maybe you're a bestseller, you've written a bunch of books, you've got an award, you have a review from a big name that people recognize, put that right below it and make it bold so that people will immediately see that this isn't just some book that you threw together. This is something even more. So those two things right there will really help you in your conversions. You know, get people to come to your sales page, read your book description, say, ah, this is the book for me. Click buy, and now you've got a new reader.
That excellent advice. Really, that everybody who's listening, just that advice there is so valuable. And I really recommend that everyone go to Kindlepreneur. It's a wonderful website. And as I, you know, tell my listeners that you want to get out there and be very proactive. Look for every possibility of how you can reach an audience. And Dave, I think you've done a really fantastic job with this.
Thank you so much. It's like I said, it was one of those things where there's so many amazing writers out there. It's just they don't understand the marketing, or they maybe are kind of, you know, unsure of how to work with Amazon. But once you know how Amazon works, it's incredible where you can take your books.
And now you also have some resources there that I just want to mention quickly, because I don't normally, you know, recommend a lot of websites for people to go to on you know, that are selling things. I mean, you're what you're charging people, I think, is very reasonable and really well worth whatever people are you know, putting into your website. Is, well, they're getting value, and that's important, because it's so difficult for writers who have so many, they get so many emails, they get so many things, do this, do that, and they get so confused. And it's so nice that I think what you're putting on your website is really excellent quality.
Well, thank you.
And so if people just have to go to kindlepreneur.com, and it's if you can't spell it, get a they have to figure it out. But I think it just and it's Dave Chesson. So you've done a wonderful job, you know, I think on everything. And just quickly, let's mention KDP Rocket is the software that there's a one-time fee for it, which is a reasonable fee.
Yes. We created a software called KDP Rocket that it's, it works on both Mac and Windows, and it's a one-time fee of $97, so it's lifetime access. And what the software does is it breaks down any, like, it kind of breaks down Amazon. It hacks Amazon in a way, and it gives you, the author, all the information you need to know about your book idea, your keywords, and even AMS keywords. And it does this because you can type in an idea you have or a keyword you're thinking about targeting, and KDP Rocket will come back and immediately tell you how many books are competing for that word, how much money on average books are making for that word. It gives you the level of competition so you can kind of figure out if it's easy to rank for it or super hard and forget about it. And most importantly, it will tell you how many people per month type that word into Amazon, that word or phrase. So now you can know for sure that, you know, look, there's 1,000 people a month that type in epic sci-fi military books. And you also can know that, you know, really no books are really targeting that. So if I target that keyword, my book will show up in front of all the other books for it, and I'll get seen by those 1,000 people a month, and that's a wonderful situation. So it quickly does that, but it also gives you suggestions on better keywords that you maybe want to target, because these are words that people are typing into Amazon. We think that this might be much more niche and less competition. And another thing we did on KDP Rocket, too, is that we were talking about AMS as an ads campaign. And one thing is you've got to generate a whole bunch of keywords that you want your book to target. Well, KDP Rocket will do that for you. It will create this giant list of words that it thinks would be great for your marketing efforts. And then you can just click export, and it goes right to an Excel sheet, and you can upload it right into Amazon and be done.
Okay. Well, Dave, I'm running out of time. I want to thank you. And I, as I said, KDP Rocket for $97 is well worth it, and it's a lifetime membership of that with that thing. So I highly recommend it. And I want to thank you so much for being on the program today, Dave. And just keep writing and keep working, okay?
Absolutely, Patsy. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye now. Okay, well, that was fun. As I said, I do like KDP Rocket. It is value. You know, many times you don't know if you're going to get the value, and you do get with this KDP Rocket. So anyway, it's time to end the show. I want to tell everyone that, you know, what you have to remember, one of the joys of life is to see your words on paper or to hear them spoken on stage or screen or in an audible book, which I now am taking to. And so take some time and write and make sure that you say something nice to somebody today. And meanwhile, remember, don't let anyone steal your joy. Treasure it and share it. And I'm going to say something nice to Big Ed in the control room because he helps me with everything. So thank you, Big Ed. And he saluted me, and I salute him back. And I hope that everyone remembers all the veterans during this it's the end of Memorial Day weekend. But say hi to a vet, too, and be grateful for everything that all of them have done for us. Bye for now.